Hello and welcome to a special edition of The Face of Pro-Life. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Lorraine Hartnett about Obamacare and how it's going to affect our elderly population and the chronically ill. Thank you for joining us today, Lorraine.
Thank you.
How is Obamacare going to impact our elderly?
Well, I think, first of all, we don't know what Obamacare is going to do, number one. But from what we hear, there will be rationing of health care, even though they're not coming right out and saying that. The only way we can really afford this kind of health care is to ration health care. Rationing health care means that those who are the most vulnerable, meaning those who are disabled, chronically ill, or at the end of life, will not receive the up-to-date modern medical care that they deserve to maintain their life with dignity.
And this is basically to, this would be the cost savings in order to be able to afford all the rest of the stuff that they have put into it, including the layers
That's what it seems like to me. However, I believe there is an agenda behind all of this. I'm not quite sure what that agenda is, but it has to do with the culture of death and promoting a culture of death as opposed to a culture of life.
And we've been sounding the alarm for many, many years, and this goes back to even before Roe versus Wade, that if we accepted abortion, if we accepted, killing the most vulnerable in our society, that it would lead and progress to further killing of more vulnerable people.
That's correct. Pope Paul VI said this years ago in this prophetic speech, where he said that if contraception was accepted and utilized, then we would have euthanasia coming out of it. And folks, this is what's happening. We are at the crux of a very important point in our delivery of health care. We are talking about changing our whole health care system. I am a physician. I take care of people in nursing homes right now with wound care. I was an emergency physician for 30 years, and I can tell you that the pressure is on for doing as little as possible for the elderly and those who a certain segment of our power structure have determined are not worthy of care.
Mm-hmm. The quality of life.
That's correct.
That people are lacking.
It's the quality of life ethos, which is secular ethics versus the sanctity of life, which is the Judeo-Christian ethic.
I mean, and it's kind of scary just to illustrate the fact that the people who are pushing this, universal health care because everybody needs health care are the same people who would support physician-assisted suicide.
That's correct. And you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. So if you're pro-abortion, if you're pro physician-assisted suicide, you are for sure pro-euthanasia. And they may not call it those things, okay? They may not call it euthanasia. They won't call it euthanasia because that has the tendency to be associated with Nazi Germany, okay? But it's happening every day in our hospitals, euthanasia by another name. Someone decides that a life is not worth living, and someone is then given medications which ends their life prematurely.
Well, not just that medications that end their lives. Look at what happened to Terry Schiavo. She was just...
Correct.
Not given any food
That's
or
correct.
Water
and,
until she passed. So these are all the same people who are, pushing this universal health care, and yet they're trying to decrease the population as we speak.
Well, I think there's an agenda. There's an agenda of this culture of death, where the young, the healthy, the beautiful are valued. And the rest of us, well, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been very insidious, but now we're seeing it in full bloom. So the little bud that was abortion or in contraception
right.
has now come into full bloom so that, kids watching, grandma watching, middle-aged person watching, you're all at risk, let me tell you, because you're one car ride away from being
sure.
A challenged person, okay? All you need to do, you youngsters watching, is go out and have a car crash, get a head injury, and be in a hospital on a ventilator, and then you're totally dependent on everybody else. And we all know from recent cases that those who seem dead maybe aren't really dead, and they can really communicate with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not to judge that life. Every life is holy because it came from God. Okay? And we as Catholics need to step up to the plate. Okay? We cannot any longer take what our secular society is dishing out to us. We did that with abortion, and look what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
To the kids who are watching, 1/3 of your generation is missing. So if you find yourself depressed, maybe you're missing a brother or sister that you should have had. Okay?
Or a classmate or a best friend.
Well, right.
Or a spouse.
And that's what happened. That's what happened. And we can't let that happen again. Our valuable senior citizens are in nursing homes. We have to do what we can to save them. With charity, of course.
Absolutely.
I mean, death comes in God's time. Let's be there with them. Let us as a community minister to these people who are disenfranchised and chronically ill and elderly. But let not our government take away our ability to be with them for as long as God wants them on this earth.
Mm-hmm. And take the government out of the relationship between you and your physician, especially in Connecticut. We're faced with a SustaNet program, which would put a committee in charge of your health care. So we really have to step up to the plate and do something to repeal this healthcare fiasco in our country.
That's right, and we're kind of asleep, so we don't even know that these things have happened. All right, most of us don't even know that SustaNet exists. So what we need to do is find out about it. We need to find out who among our legislators who's up for a re-election is pro-abortion, pro-euthanasia, pro-universal healthcare, pro-physician-assisted suicide, and we have to make sure that they don't have their nice, warm, cushy chair waiting for them in Hartford or in any other state capital where they want their chair to be. We have to make sure. And we can make sure because 25% of the country is Catholic. And so if we start acting Catholic, maybe we'll have people who respect life.
Thank you. And live our values.
That's correct.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. You can see more of The Face of Pro-Life on airmaria.com. We hope to see you again.